The rain and snow continue in parts of California, and as those storms have moved east, they're also dumping precipitation in Colorado, creating conditions that some forecasters say could make this the most dangerous avalanche season in Colorado in a generation. Joining us now on Skype from Boulder is Scott Tepfer, who's a forecaster for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Scott, how many avalanches have there already been in the past few days?
Well, we've had at least a dozen that have gotten to valley floors. It's almost impossible to see anything above treeline or even near treeline right now, given the ongoing weather that we're getting here in Colorado.
Well, what are the conditions? What are the weather conditions that are leading to this increased risk of avalanche?
Well, recently, say the last week or so, we've just had this continuous stream of moisture pushing through Colorado, and that's been coming in as snowfall, even rain down at the lower elevations. And then we've just had some really strong winds as well, and that really moves some snow around. And oftentimes that snow moves into avalanche starting zones and makes things even more touchy.
And we're seeing warnings that this could be the most dangerous threat of avalanches in a generation. Is that your sense?
Well, I wouldn't say a generation, but it has certainly been an eye-opening couple of days in here. We've seen some really large natural avalanches, and we've hit an extreme avalanche danger over near Crested Butte. And it's been a long time since I've seen an extreme danger in Colorado.
And you're joining us from an operations center where you've been communicating via radio with people. What kind of things are you dealing with right now as you look at this threat of avalanches?
Well, one of the primary things that we're trying to keep a heads up on is just keeping our highway corridors open. So highway crews are just totally maxed out, just keeping what roads we have open. But of course, our main job is forecasting for backcountry avalanche conditions for recreationists. And that has been challenging as well.
Well, and when we look at the map that you've got, the avalanche forecast map on the web, a lot of areas in red, meaning they're on high alert for avalanches, and one in black, that's an extreme warning. So what can you do when you do have an area that's in red or in black? What can be done to keep people safe?
Well, the main thing that we can do to keep people safe is keep our website updated. And when it's at red or even black, you just don't want to go out into avalanche terrain. And that's what we recommend. Do not go into avalanche terrain, because avalanches are from very likely to certain right now. And some of these could be really quite large. And it might be the kind of avalanche that if you're out there and you get caught and buried in an avalanche, we may not find you till spring when you melt out.
So what's your forecast for the next few days and even the next few months? What are you expecting this season to be like?
Well, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. There's snow going on right now. There's another little pulse that comes in later this afternoon. We might get a little bit of a lull overnight. And then we've got another storm that's dropping down the west coast. And that could bring significant snowfall once again to our southern mountains of Colorado. And that may even by the end of the weekend turn into a very large storm for the eastern side of the Colorado Rockies. So it's almost like we're going to be jumping out of the frying pan and into the fire by the looks of things right now.
That's Scott Tepfer, who's a forecaster for the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. Scott, thanks so much and best of luck.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks a million. Appreciate your time.